Nifty has finally snapped the longest winning streak in these 2 years. After 8 continuous days of strength, we finally saw a downfall of around 1% in the Indian stock markets, in Nifty specifically. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary. Welcome to the Fin Azad podcast. If you're struggling with your personal finances, need any help in stock markets, mutual funds, financial planning, retirement planning, children education planning, and all of it, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. In this episode, we're going to talk about 4 points, 4 factors which have contributed to the end of this winning streak, and let's see how long this particular downfall, which has started just afresh today on the last trading day of this week, how long it lasts. So here are the 4 points because of which the market finally has shown that it has come back to the bears, at least on this particular day. So the first point is that the resurgence in the US dollar index has contributed to the fall in the stock market today. Now, what happens is a strong US dollar is actually negative for markets which are emerging markets like India. All right. So, all these 2 months, the dollar was losing its sheen, and today we saw that a recent resurgence in the US dollar index caught the bulls by the surprise, and the currency has shown signs of weakness over the past 2 months. The US dollar index surged to a 1 month high of 107.6. So this has contributed to the fall today. This is point number one. Point number two is there is no indication from the US Federal Reserve that they will not hike interest rates further, which means that they are keen to hike interest rates further. India, that is RBI, has been doing the same. US, that is the Fed, has been doing the same. There has been some control over inflation. Inflation has come down to what was expected by the RBI and by the Fed as well. RBI is to some extent not very keen to have a very high increase in the interest rates very quickly, but same sort of a mood or some same kind of a message has not come by the Federal Reserve. So this is, and they are actually eyeing a 75 basis point rate hike again in September as well, and they are willing to keep up with the current pace of interest rate hike. So interest rate hike is again not good for the economy in the sense, not good for the market, it's good for the economy, but the stock market temporarily it behaves in a negative manner whenever there is any news of an interest rate hike. That does not mean that the day the interest rate hike happens, the same day the market will collapse. No, the news or a sentiment drives the market, not exactly that particular happening or occurrence. Point number three is that the government's decision to hike the special additional excise duty on export of diesel and jet fuel from August of 19th. This came as a big shock to most of the investors. And Nifty has the heavyweight of Reliance in its index, right? According to the weightage that RIL, that is Reliance Industries, has got on Nifty, this news contributed to a negative movement in RIL, and this has affected Nifty as well, because HDFC, RIL, HDFC Bank, these are the big players which have the big weightage on the index of Nifty. So a small sentiment driven move for these big companies, these big weighted companies, has a big impact on the index of Nifty on the whole as well. So this is point number three. And point number four is valuations. Now, point number four is very much can be understood very easily when we say that there is an 8-day continuous winning streak in the index of Nifty, 8 days continuous in green. So we are about to see a red action, because the valuations are not doing justice to what is the ground report. The stock market index is not doing justice to what is there exactly on the ground, right? Because the corporate earnings are not that great and all other basic fundamental factors are not exactly what the continuous winning streak has been showing all these days. So valuation wise, most of the equity options, most of the stocks are expensive. We can call them expensive, and most of the Asian market also looks expensive as on today. So the elevated valuations, they are not doing justice to what is happening in the markets, right? So this is point number four. We'll just have a run through all the points. The first point was the return of the US dollar. The US dollar showing strength, which is not good for the market. Then there is still no sign that the US Fed will to some extent halt their interest rate hike spree. So that is point number two. The point number three is the hike which has been there in the additional excise duty of export of fuel and all. So this is point number three, and point number four is expensive valuations, because of which we might see the coming week in the negative direction. Now we talked about 17,600 or 700 being the resistance level in the earlier podcast, but then that was breached and the price moved ahead. But now maybe I think it is time that we might see a week or a couple of weeks in the bearish direction. All right. So with this, we come to the end of this episode. I hope this was valuable. In case if it was, make sure that you like, share, subscribe, comment, and also check out our Hindi podcast. This English podcast is ranked number 11 in all the finance podcasts of India. Thank you to all of you. And this rating has been given by Feed Post Blog. You can find it in Google. And also check out the YouTube channel. Also our app, which has the fantastic course on technical analysis for all you. Thank you, and I'll be seeing you again.